Boeing planes grounded after deadly crash.
Raising questions about the safety of the 737 MAX.
Trump budget goes to Congress.
Battle lines are already being drawn over border wall funding.
A third alleged R. Kelly video.
He was engaging with these children in sexual acts.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The search for answers is underway after yesterday's crash of a Boeing jet that had just taken off from Ethiopia en route to Nairobi. This morning, investigators found both black box flight recorders. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve says the incident is renewing questions about the plane's safety.
Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302 is the second deadly crash involving the Boeing 737 MAX in less than 5 months. In October, a Lion Air Boeing 737 MAX 8 plunged into the Java Sea off the coast of Indonesia, killing all 189 people on board. The pilots of both 737 MAX jets reported technical difficulties. The two planes appeared to struggle to gain altitude before making a steep nosedive and crashing less than 15 minutes after takeoff. A preliminary report of the Lion Air crash indicates the pilots of that flight fought to control the plane because an automatic safety system malfunctioned. Following the Lion Air crash, Boeing issued an advisory to 737 MAX pilots detailing existing procedures that can be used to recover from an abrupt nosedive.
CBS's Deborah Patta is at the airport in Nairobi where the plane was supposed to land.
Piles of mangled debris lie scattered around the crash site. Strewn amongst the wreckage, items of clothing and personal belongings, a jarring reminder of just how many lives were lost. An eyewitness described seeing the plane go down. It came directly from the sky downwards, he said, and we heard a huge explosion. Reality began to sink in for frantic relatives.
United, American, and Southwest currently operate more than 60 737 MAX jets. There's a brand new battle brewing over a border wall. President Trump is expected to make a new request for funding when he takes the wraps off his budget proposal today. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The release of the president's 2020 budget request is the kickoff of a months-long debate over wall construction and broader government spending that could ultimately lead to another shutdown in the fall. Mr. Trump proposes more than $8 billion to fund the wall, coupled with 5% cuts in domestic spending and an increase at the Pentagon. Despite the rising deficits during this administration, aides say if growth continues and this plan were fully implemented, the budget could balance in 15 years. But the package being unveiled today is merely a proposal, reflecting the White House's view of the role, size, and shape of the federal government. It offers a baseline for negotiations, but is extremely unlikely to become law, given the divide here in Washington. There's an age-old saying in this town when it comes to the budget: the president proposes, the Congress disposes. You can count on the Democrats who control the House disposing of this budget as soon as they receive it. Deborah?
A surprising find in an old box of videos in Pennsylvania. Gary Dennis says he expected to see a show when he popped a tape labeled R. Kelly into his VHS player, but not this kind.
To my shock and surprise, R. Kelly appeared to be on the tape, but not in concert. Instead, he was sexually abusing underage African-American girls.
It's the third tape to surface this year, allegedly featuring the R&B singer. It's been handed over to federal prosecutors. Kelly denies ever having sex with minors. If you're out of work on disability, think twice about what you share on social media. The details live from CBS's Vicki Barker.
The Trump administration is reportedly planning to use Facebook, Twitter, and the like to fight the disability fraud that's currently costing Social Security more than $3 billion a year. So someone falsely collecting for a back injury, for example, could be caught out by Facebook images of them dancing at their cousin's wedding. But even without the added vigilance, the New York Times reports new disability claims are down sharply this year, in part perhaps because new technologies make it easier for people with physical disabilities to work. Deborah.
The head of the Federal Reserve says attacks by President Trump had nothing to do with the Fed's decision to hike interest rates in January, and he's not afraid of reprisal. Jerome Powell spoke to 60 Minutes' Scott Pelley.
Can the president fire you?
Well, the law is clear that I have a four-year term, and I fully intend to serve it.
So no, in your view?
No.
Powell says he thinks U.S. growth will slow this year, but he doesn't think the country's headed toward a recession. As troops battle the last ISIS stronghold in Syria, residents are beginning to trickle back to one of the hardest hit spots. Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti has the update.
5 years after the fighting stopped, the city of Homs is still trapped.
Do you have faith that the government will rebuild?
The short answer is no.
Architect and author Marwa El-Sabouni takes me 12 stories up to see what's left of her studio.
What used to be your office was then turned into some kind of sniper den.
It's estimated that more than 500,000 people have been killed in this war. Many Syrians have yet to see the full scale of loss.
We lost community and we lost this social cohesion.
Marwa El-Sabouni says rebuilding will be critical to reuniting Syria. But with an estimated $250 billion price tag and no commitment from the cash-strapped government, stability and Syria's future remain buried under millions of tons of rubble. Jonathan Vigliotti, CBS News, Homs, Syria.
Murder charges have been dropped in Malaysia against one of two women seen on surveillance video smearing deadly nerve agent on the face of the half-brother of North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un at the airport in Kuala Lumpur. The BBC's Jonathan Head.
Siti Aisha's lawyer believes because the evidence against her was quite a bit weaker, that is why the prosecution have decided to drop the charges, but very unexpected, and it leaves just a single defendant now in this extraordinary assassination case.
A female superhero blasts off at the box office.
You're a warrior.
Noble warrior hero.
Disney estimates Captain Marvel with Brie Larson sold $153 million worth of tickets in the U.S. in its opening weekend and another $455 million globally. That makes it one of the biggest female-led blockbusters ever. The child of a baseball legend has died.
Julia Ruth Stevens lived to age 102. Most of those years spent as the adopted daughter and then legacy caretaker of perhaps the biggest star baseball ever had, Babe Ruth. She spoke with CBS News 5 years ago.
When I think about Daddy, I think about him as just my father, but he really belonged to the world.
Julia Ruth Stevens spent much of her life in New England as a vocal fan of the team that famously sold her father's contract to the Yankees, starting a dynasty there and a nearly century-long curse for the Boston Red Sox. Tom Foti, CBS News.
A new study shows plastic surgery is more popular than ever. The American Society of Plastic Surgeons reports almost 250,000 more cosmetic procedures in 2018 than the year before. Most popular, breast implants and lipo. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.